All right. Allow your closed eyes to rest and notice the soft darkness behind your eyelids, like a velvet curtain drawing closed. With each breath, the gentle rise and fall of your chest becomes your companion. As you inhale and exhale, naturally, easily, effortlessly, as you find yourself going deeper, relaxed. Already, you can feel a subtle shift, a gentle dissolution of tension. Now, notice the way the sounds around you merge into a single background hum. The distant hum of computers, perhaps. The faint echo of your own breathing. The little pops and clicks that your mind can name. And then let them go. Let go of all of them. Each sound invites you to wonder, is that the hum of the room or the hum inside me? And as you ask that question, you can feel a small smile of curiosity begin to emerge, as though your mind is playing a quiet game of hide and seek with itself. Perhaps you'll notice that your shoulders might relax, or perhaps they'll stay just where they are. And that's fine too, because it doesn't matter. What matters is the simple noticing. Am I heading up toward my ears or drifting down toward my belly? Am I a guest in my own body or the host? And as you wander through those questions, your mind can begin to wander, meandering through thoughts that feel both here and not here, like stepping stones across a stream, never landing too firmly on any stone. You might become aware of the transition between sounds, just the tiniest gap, the milliseconds where one hum ends and the next begins. And in that gap, there is always possibility. Like the space between heartbeats, the hidden pause between words, the moment before that first inhalation. You can float in that space, neither here nor there, simply noticing the oscillation between presence and absence, watching as your mind relaxes into the rhythm of those subtle shifts. Perhaps a memory drifts by. Maybe something you heard this morning, or a phrase you half remember from yesterday. Notice it. Allow it to settle like a leaf drifting onto still water. Then watch as it drifts away, leaving the water calm once more. If another memory arrives, you can welcome it and then send it on its way. And if no memories come, that's also fine. There's no requirement for anything. No checklist. No, I must. No, I have to. As you follow the breath, the sounds, the gentle dance of attention flitting here, there, everywhere at once, you may begin to notice that time itself seems to stretch or fold in on itself. 10 seconds feels like 10 minutes. 10 minutes feels like 10 seconds. You might sense your body becoming lighter, as though lifted by a feather's breath, while at the same time you feel rooted deeply into the chair, grounded like an ancient tree growing through stone. And as you drift more deeply, you can allow the simple, effortless drifting sensation to carry you gently into trance, where the ordinary rules of thought, "I must be perfect to be loved," begin to wobble, to soften, and to dissolve. With every breath, allow yourself to drift twice as deeply, now noticing that each outward breath can be twice as long, twice as gentle, and that each inward breath can draw you twice as deeply into calm. 10, 9, 8. With each count, letting go. 7, 6. Drifting deeper. 5, 4. Relaxed. 3, 2, and 1. Completely calm, completely open, ready to explore a new way of being. That's right. Imagine for a moment a potter's wheel turning slowly. On the wheel sits a lump of clay that has been lovingly handled and shaped many times, sometimes smooth, sometimes rough, sometimes with tiny cracks that have been lovingly filled. Notice that perfect symmetry is never the goal of the potter. Instead, the potter celebrates the subtle ridges, the gentle indentations, the unique fingerprints left by each passing touch. Consider that you, too, are like that clay on the wheel. You have been shaped by life's hands, sometimes by the gentle fingers of praise, sometimes by the firmer grip of challenge. And each contact has added to your richness. Now, see how the potter gently presses, guiding the clay, allowing it to take its own shape. The potter does not demand that the clay be flawless, the potter guides, supports, and trusts the clay's innate wisdom to find its form. In the same way, you can learn to guide yourself with a gentle, supportive hand rather than a rigid command. You can notice when the inner voice whispers, "I must be perfect to be loved," and instead of tightening into tension, you can breathe softly and say to yourself the following words: "I am already loved just as I am." And with that simple affirmation, you allow the clay of your being to settle into a shape that is both beautiful and uniquely yours. Feel for a moment the weight of that word "must." Notice where in your body it resides. Perhaps a tightening in your chest, a knot in your stomach, a clench in your jaw. Now imagine that word dissolving like sugar in warm tea, melting away until it disappears entirely, leaving only the sweet comfort of the cup. And as the "must" dissolves, notice the space it leaves behind, soft, open, and free. Now in that space, you can plant a seed of self-compassion. Imagine a small green shoot emerging, tending and resilient. It does not try to be anything other than what it is, already enough. You watch as it reaches toward the light of your awareness, growing stronger with each breath. You water it with kindness, with understanding, with gentle words. With the gentle words as these: "It's okay to be human. It's okay to make mistakes. I am lovable in my imperfection." Now bring to mind a time when you felt truly accepted. Perhaps a moment when a friend laughed with you, not at you. Or a time you accomplish something small but meaningful, and you allowed yourself to feel proud. Notice the warmth of that acceptance, as though you are standing in a patch of sunlight that caresses your whole being. Breathe into that warmth and let it fill every corner of your mind. As that warmth spreads, it dissolves self-critique like ice melting in the sun. All those voices telling you to tighten, to sharpen, to polish, until every edge gleams, those voices become distant echoes, their power fading. You stand in the sunlight of acceptance, recognizing that flaws are merely facets of a deeper beauty. You may begin to notice how natural it feels to let go of the need for perfection. Perhaps you find yourself already allowing small imperfections to be, noticing how they add color and texture so that you can appreciate the richness of your own experience. You might imagine a garden that thrives not because every leaf is identical, but because of the diversity of shapes and hues. Each flower, each blade of grass contributes its own beauty, and together they create a vibrant tapestry. And so, with each breath, you can inhale acceptance and exhale critique, letting go more and more with every soft exhale. Your mind may whisper, "I am worthy of love just as I am." And you may notice that this phrase feels truer with each repetition, deeper with each pulse of your heart. Once in a distant valley, there grew a grove of ancient trees. These trees did not compete. Each tree stretched its branches in its own direction, embracing light and shadow alike. When the wind blew, some branches swayed gently. Others bent low beneath the gusts, and still others stood firm and unwavering. Yet all the trees lived in harmony, supporting one another's roots beneath the soil, sharing nutrients and sheltering birds and creatures with their branches. Consider how those trees embody a wisdom beyond judgment, a wisdom that understands resilience arises not from uniform perfection, but from adapting, bending, and sometimes blooming in the unexpected spaces. In the same way, you can learn to bend with life's winds, to sway without breaking, to stand in your own rhythm, supported by the unseen network of roots, your inner resources of kindness, resilience, and self-compassion. As this session deepens, you find yourself believing more deeply in your intrinsic worth. You might notice how each day brings small reminders. A kind word from a colleague, a moment of gratitude for a sunny morning, or the sense of satisfaction after completing a task imperfectly but authentically. Each of these reminders gently reinforces the truth that you are deserving of love in your humanity, in your falls and in your rises, in your uniqueness. Whenever you notice self-critique arising, you will take 3 slow breaths. And on the 3rd exhale, you will feel a wave of compassion wash over you. Each time you catch yourself striving for an unattainable ideal, you will pause and whisper to yourself the following words: good enough is perfect for now. You will carry with you the memory of this tranquil garden, returning to it in your mind whenever you need a moment of gentle acceptance. In a moment, I will count from 1 to 5. With each descending number or ascending number, you will become more alert, bringing back the sense of self-compassion you have nurtured here. 1, beginning to return, feeling the air on your skin. 2, gently stretching your fingers and toes. 3, noticing the surface beneath you. 4, taking a deep, invigorating breath. And 5, eyes open, fully present, carrying a new sense of ease and kindness toward yourself.